Hello, guys. Welcome back to Hadig. It is me, Alexa. But today, before we hop into our intro real quick, I got to say we got some very, very, very special guests with us right over here. Woo! We got some members of Ghost Nine.
Hello. Ghost Nine. Hello.
Oh, wow.
That was a bit loud.
Sorry. Would you care to introduce yourselves real quick?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Jun Young of Ghost Nine, and I'm the leader of the Ghost Nine.
Wow.
Nice to meet you. Woo.
Hi, my name is Prince. I'm also from Ghost Nine.
Yay.
So
enthusiastic.
The only foreigner of Ghost Nine.
Oh, so you're the only foreigner.
Yeah, I'm from Thailand.
Okay, Thailand. Okay, okay. So how long have you been in Korea? I'm just curious.
It's been like a year and a half.
Year and a half? Wow.
It's only been like a year and a half.
I think it's more.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Lose track of time.
Yeah.
But you both speak English very well. Did you grow up speaking English or did you just learn it or…
Actually, I learned English since I was 7.
Oh, wow.
But just in writing, more grammars, like those kind of things, not speaking.
Well, you speak it very well. What about you?
Well, in my case, I went to an international school back in Thailand. So we actually use a lot of English.
Okay.
So yeah, I learned it from there.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. So welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having us.
Of course. So before we hop in, there's always an intro we do. So I'm going to say, welcome to How Did I Get Here? Where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling that much smarter. Mm-hmm. What do you two think that means?
Knowing more.
I have no idea.
It's open for interpretation.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. It's all good. Open for interpretation.
Knowing more.
Knowing more.
But not feeling that much smarter.
I'm not as smart. Prince, you should
I have no idea.
You know what? That's okay. That's okay. Normally, Jay, who's also with us on the podcast, he and I have been doing this for over a year and we still don't know what it means. So, do not worry. Do not worry. All right. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review. Also check out youtube.com/divepods for full length episodes. So you guys recently had a comeback. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we came back with a mini album, our third official mini album called Now, Where We Are Here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right. Great.
Yes. Yeah. With our title track, Soul.
Soul?
Yeah, it's called Soul.
Okay.
So please check it out if you haven't listened to it. Yeah.
Buy the album, Stan Ghost Nine.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stan Ghost Nine.
There we go. Exactly. Exactly.
<Thank you>.
All right. So we're just going to hop right into the meat of today. Mm-hmm. So basically what we're going to be talking about is what does certain slang mean?
Oh, slang.
Yes, slang. Is there any favorite slang that you guys use at all? Like
favorite slang?
Yeah.
I think I have.
Oh.
Yeah, I have recently. Yeah. Yeah, I've been using 무야호.
무야호. What does that mean? care to explain?
무야호?
Yeah, it means how much fun it is. Mm. Yeah, it was originated from a popular TV program called Infinite Challenge.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was really old thing, but I don't know why. But
so it's coming back?
Yeah, it's coming back.
Okay. You learn something new every day because I did not know that. And I guarantee our listeners / watchers did not know this either. Yeah. But it's going to be a learning experience for all of us today, yeah?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I also did not know that too.
Really?
Twins. Yeah. Twins, we got this. All right, so let's see. Slang and its place in culture. Slang is an integral part of the evolution of language. Traditionally considered vulgar and only used by lower class individuals, slang has been around seemingly since language's earliest beginnings. Many words' etymologies are traced to their use in plays, which are considered the most accurate representation available of popular languages used centuries ago.
Oh, that's a bunch of languages.
That's a lot of words. Sounds a lot of words. Basically, it's just saying slang is something that was kind of seen as like, you know, low class, but now everyday people use it.
Yeah, that's right.
Evolution, words and colloquialisms are often recycled throughout history, much like you said that old one was coming back now.
Yeah.
Sometimes the meanings can change and other times they remain the same. For example, the word hot. when used in contemporary American English, to be described as a person today generally means someone's attractive, of course. However, in the context of early 20th century America, it was more regularly meant that something was stolen.
Ooh.
I did not know that. So this.
Same.
See, today's same. A learning progress.
Great.
There we go. Is there any like… let's see.
Hot in pursuit.
Oh.
Maybe. Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Something's hot in pursuit.
Yeah, from the cops, they say.
Yeah.
Hot in pursuit.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Wow.
Is it right?
Did you study?
No.
Did you study?
I heard it from the movie. What was it? Whatever. Yeah.
Okay, but that makes sense. Yeah. A good connection. Yeah. I did not make that connection till now. So nice.
Thanks.
No, you're welcome. let's see. It can be nearly impossible to truly understand a language without being fully immersed in it. Language is all about context. The same thing applies to colloquial language of different cultures. Okay, this I feel like we can all relate on because we all have a second language. English is mine, but Korean is yours.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming
right.
Thai is yours.
Yep.
So like what different slangs exist in your like native languages that would not translate to English? I'm curious.
Would not translate into English.
Well, for my case, I don't really use Thai slangs that much.
Okay.
Like for me… When I speak in Thai, I usually incorporate a lot of English words because that's what like us international students really do.
Mm-hmm.
But so like our English words are actually like slangs for us.
Oh.
So like we make our own slangs.
Okay.
So like for my case, I would usually say, how do I even say this? Like when I use Thai, I wouldn't use the Thai pronouns for me and you because it's just awkward. It's like 당신. You don't use 당신.
Right.
So, like, so what I usually do is I use the English pronouns for I and you when I actually speak Thai.
Okay.
So the Korean equivalent would be like, you 밥 먹었어?
It would be
something like that. So that's what I usually do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He does it on a daily basis.
Yeah. Those are my type of slangs that I use. If you call those slangs, yeah.
You bubbles. Oh God. Okay. Yeah. What about for you, Junyoung?
I don't know much things about English slang because I'm actually Korean. So But actually, I don't use a lot of slangs.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know much things about that also. So,
okay, that's fair.
Yeah. it's hard, yeah.
It is. Because there's a whole list of things that I've seen. And the thing is, the Korean friends I have, they're all American or like Western.
Yeah,
so they don't know the slang either. So again, I feel like the root of today, it's going to be a learning experience for all of us.
Yeah.
So… in the early 1900s, American slang was created mostly in gangster culture. Today, culture of popular media has become the main source of our new words. No matter what new experiences and ideas our culture brings in the future, a new generation will find the words to describe them in their own fashion.
Own fashion.
So I guess that loops back to old things becoming current again.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any things you heard growing up, but now they're coming back?
Let me think. There will be some…
I mean, but don't slangs just like become normal words as time passes by?
Exactly.
Like hot was a slang.
Mm-hmm.
Dude was probably also a slang.
Yeah.
Dude. It's now just like used in normal conversation.
Exactly.
So like how do you differentiate them? They're just like… You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. That's true because everything does get integrated over time.
Mm-hmm.
Man. This is interesting because I'm thinking of like old like American terms. Like if you guys have watched old American movies like during the disco times or whatever, people would say like groovy or like tubular, things like that. But nobody says that anymore. Those are some that haven't become common slang. But things like dude, hot, lit, things like that. Those have all become super common.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's see. So, we're going to be talking about some popular Korean slangs.
Korean slangs.
As of late from like last year to this year. But as someone who is not a native Korean speaker, I feel like you should help lead this a bit.
Yeah. I'll try my best.
All right.
Okay. Let me introduce some kind of slangs. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the word 복세 편살?
I have never heard that.
복세 편살?
복세 편살.
아니에요.
No?
No.
Yeah, in Korean, it's a shortened word of 복잡한 세상 편하게 살자.
Okay.
It means just let's live a comfy life.
Okay.
Even if it's a messy world.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
복세 편살. Yeah.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Haven't you heard about it?
No.
No?
You never used it before.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I searched it. Yeah. Then next one is 국룰. 국룰.
국룰이에요?
Yeah, 국룰.
국룰.
룰, 룰.
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 Okay.
It's English. 룰.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
룰. Also, it means that common and obvious thing when you do something. For example, we have to carry a pencil with an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like those kind of things.
Right.
떡볶이 with 순대.
Okay.
Oh.
Those obvious things.
Okay.
Yeah, that's called 국룰.
So basically it's things that make common sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Common
okay.
sense.
Okay, gotcha.
But how do you use it in a sentence? Do you just like, oh, it's just 국룰.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Oh.
It's
very
easy. It's very easy.
There we go.
Yeah. 이거 국룰 아니야?
국룰이지.
Yeah, nothing more. Just
국룰.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's very easy.
Learning that.
Yeah, 국룰. Next one would be 머선 일이구.
I have never heard of this one either. Please
yeah, yeah,
explain.
Yeah. It's a dialect version of 무슨 일이야.
Oh.
이게 무슨 일이야?
Yeah.
Yeah, dialect version of.
Okay.
Yeah. In dialect version, they usually say 무슨 일이고.
Ooh.
So
무슨 일이고.
Yeah, I don't. This one either. I don't know why, but they use 무슨 129 129 일이고.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like when you use for like texting?
Yeah, because texting.
Like,
okay.
In texting.
Abbreviations and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. 무슨 일이고.
무슨 일이고.
What?
Okay.
Maybe you should study harder.
Oh. I guess so.
Okay. We're going to school today, boys. Okay.
Okay, okay.
So now that we've covered some Korean slang, we have to somewhat accept… Y'all know the app TikTok, of course. TikTok.
TikTok.
It's dominating a large portion of the youth culture nowadays. Mm-hmm. So here are some abbreviations and slang that pop up quite frequently on the app. Of course, Jay is not with us, but he's… Oh, so he doesn't know many of these terms. Yes, I'm calling you out right now, Jay. Even though you say I'm a Gen Z. No. We are one, but you were like old.
Is he?
He's 92.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I thought he was much younger.
No.
Oh, that's nice. I love you, Jay.
Aww.
I love you.
Standing six. All right, so hopping into the TikTok slang, we have OOMF, which is short for one of my followers.
One of my followers.
Have you guys seen this before, like on Twitter or like TikTok, or anybody using this before?
Never. Well, the thing is, we don't really use TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right, you're still rookies. But later down the line, when you venture into the thing that is like Stan Twitter and like on TikTok, a lot of international fans will use this term. But I thought it meant one of my friends. Mm-hmm. Not one of my followers.
Oh.
So I'm learning something new.
OOMF.
OOMF. Oomph.
Oomph. Okay.
Next we have Heather. Do you guys know the Conan Gray song, Heather?
Yeah.
Okay, you know it?
Yeah, I practiced.
I know Conan Gray, but yeah, I haven't heard about it.
It's a good song. But Prince, can we expect a cover later maybe?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
글쎄요.
All right. Okay.
Keep your eyes peeled, y'all. But Heather. The term Heather has a few meanings in TikTok, actually. The first refers directly to the iconic 80s film Heathers.
Heathers.
Do y'all know about that movie by chance?
No. Nope. I've never heard of it.
Okay, well, that would make sense. It's an old American film.
Aww.
In the movie, the Heathers were a group of wealthy, really rich, preppy, and popular girls. That's the thing.
Girls.
Mm-hmm. In this case, being a Heather can have negative connotations, seeing as they were like the mean girls of their day.
Mm.
Do you know the movie Mean Girls?
Mean Girls.
Okay.
Do you?
안 봤어요?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, yeah. No worries. So think of Heathers as like an older version of Mean Girls, yeah?
Older version.
Mm-hmm. However, in 2020, the term Heather took on a new meaning thanks to Conan Gray's song.
Oh.
To be called a Heather is this in this context means you're gorgeous, desirable, and the other person wishes they could be you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Alexa is Heather.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Thank you.
You're my Heather.
Oh.
I'm Yoneo.
No. I love it too, Prince.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Moving right along. Y'all are fun. I like you. Y'all are fun. Okay. This one, I do not know what this one is. This is hashtag XYZBCA. I do not know. This hashtag is simply just a popular hashtag that people use in the hopes of getting more views on their TikTok videos.
Oh.
Ah. It's kind of like hashtag FYP, hashtag for you page. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean anything. It's literally a bunch of letters.
Just a bunch of letters.
XYZBCA.
Okay. Yeah.
Cosine Soul XYZBCA.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey. Oh. That's nice, okay. Prince. That's nice.
I see. Trend that, y'all. Trend that. If y'all don't trend that, I'll be disappointed. Please, do not let the boys down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Ah, lastly, we got ratio.
Ratio?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it the word for the geometric?
That.
Geometrics?
The literal term, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess it's slang now, because…
Slang.
Uh-huh. Ratio means… Prince, do you want to read this?
A popular term used on social media, and when it comes to TikTok, it's all to do with comment section. To get ratioed on TikTok means that your comment has more replies than likes. Usually this means that your comment has not gone down well. If you get ratioed, it's kind of a bad thing.
I'm a kind of bad thing.
Okay. Dang, all right.
We don't want to be ratioed.
No, yeah, yeah. Don't ratio Ghost 9.
We don't want to be.
Oh gosh, let's see. Unfortunately, Jay is not with us today, but do you guys know much about Jay? Do you know he's a Twitch streamer?
I'm actually a fan. But he's not here today, so it's kind of sad.
Jay, why did you not come today?
I'm sorry.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. It's okay.
You safe?
Were you?
Okay.
Please tell him I love him.
Oh, really?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's right. Dang it, Jay. All right. Well, then I assume you know he does stream on Twitch and everything.
Oh.
Do you know about Twitch?
I know Twitch, but I don't watch Twitch.
Neither do I. So yeah, we're the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I don't watch Twitch. Yeah.
But apparently, I guess there's certain lingo, certain slang that is used on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
None of these I know. So the first one is clip champ.
Clip champ.
Clip champ is used is slang using clips to portray a streamer out of context.
Oh,
clip champ.
Clip champ.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me too. So
Ooh, okay. So when someone becomes memeable, I guess.
Memeable.
Yeah.
Memeable. Okay. That's nice.
Clip chimp.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Clip chimp.
Let's see. Mauled? I don't know. Would you care to read this one, Junyoung?
Yeah. To become angry so much that you lose hair. Oh? Lose hair?
Okay.
Like mauled. Bald?
Bald and mad?
You're mauling.
What?
No, I think you're mauling.
Why?
It's okay.
Why?
Chill.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Okay, next. Do you want to read the next one?
Raid. At the end of the streams, Twitch streamers can raid another streamer's show, bringing their community with them.
Community.
Mm-hmm. So basically, when somebody's done streaming, they could hop into somebody else's Twitch stream and get their fans to come back to their stream.
Raid.
I think.
Is it like a clan or… I don't really get it.
Neither do I. That's
I don't really get it.
Twitch, I do not know. I'm Ola. I do not know. So
maybe I should watch Twitch from now on.
At Each Music. You're welcome, Jay. Let's see. Stream Sniper. Would you care to read Stream Sniper?
Stream sniping refers to a player locating a streamer in game to unfairly compete, but has also evolved to mean showing up in person where a just chatting IRL streamer is in person. What does it mean?
Prince, what do you think it means?
Well, stream sniping refers to a player that locating a stream. I don't know.
Someone playing a game and they're streaming it, and people watching find out where they're playing.
Now
it also means if someone's streaming on the street, you know, go to Gangnam, you see all those streamers, people watching the stream find out where they are and go meet them.
Is it like a pinpointing?
Oh, so it's like stalking.
Yeah.
Stalking? Yeah. Oh, it's basically stalking.
Yeah.
You can say
it's not stalking, but stream sniper. Oh, okay. Stream sniping.
Right.
Then this thing is not that good word. I believe in Korean, 저격 is not that good meaning. So it's really sniping. I want to kill it.
The more you know.
Yeah. stream sniping. Okay.
Lastly. We got Whisper, which is a whisper.
A private message on Twitch is called a whisper.
Oh, private message.
I guess it's when you want to slide into the DMs. Uh-huh. It's called a whisper.
Whisper.
On Twitter.
On
Twitter?
Twitter?
Twitch. I can't read today.
Whisper.
Whisper.
That's nice.
Interesting. Whisper. Out of this list of slang words we've learned today… Mm-hmm. Do you think you will ever use any of these yourself?
I think I'm going to use Malding a lot.
No. Please don't.
Malding. I think I'm Malding today too. Everyone's Malding.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay. Nothing for you?
Yeah, not for me.
All right. Well, with that being said and done, we're going to take a little song break. Would you guys like to recommend one of your songs for our listeners to hear?
Songs. Yeah. These days, I fell in love with this song.
A Ghost Nine song.
A Ghost Nine
song. Yes, Ghost Nine song.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Obviously. Sorry. Yeah. Oh. Maybe. What was it?
Whispering?
Please listen to Soul.
Yeah, why are we whispering?
What was it?
Guys, hey, please listen to Soul. Thank you.
Soul.
Yay.
tonight. 목소리
Before we leave, we did tell you guys, you avid, loving fans of Hadig, that we will have Ghost Nine with us. And we asked you to send in questions to us for them on Instagram. So let's hop into that, shall we?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. First question is from Umi Nomi. And they ask, what is your biggest fear? Like, what animal are you most afraid of?
Those kind of fear. Animal?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I love animals, so…
Really?
I don't really fear about…
You don't hate any of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Even sharks?
Sharks. Actually, I loved sharks.
Really?
When I was like at the kindergarten.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really loved sharks.
Okay.
Yeah, I always watched a documentary of a shark, so…
Yeah. Okay.
I love animals.
Okay, he does not fear any of them.
Yeah.
Well, I hate a lot of animals. Well…
So fun.
Well, I like the cute ones,
mm-hmm.
but like bugs, reptiles, those I can't even look at them. But
really?
Canada. Yeah.
Wait, so you don't even like lizards?
Oh, lizards are disgusting. Do you like lizards?
I mean, I would like to own one if I could.
Oh,
I'm like
sorry.
Snakes? You don't even like snakes?
I'm sorry.
Hold on, I gotta ask. Hold on. What is your MBTI? I'm curious.
Oh, I'm an… What am I? I'm an INFJ, I think.
INFJ? Okay.
So I'm supposed to be nice, but I don't know why I'm… I don't know why I'm like…
You're brutal.
I'm sorry.
Savage.
Okay. Burn it? Oh.
And then, what is your MBTI?
What was it? ENFJ? Yeah.
Okay, so you're both J at the end.
Yeah. Okay. We're judgmental. Are we?
Because I'm ENFP, which is perceptive. Judgmental, perceptive.
We're the bad ones. Okay.
Stop. No. Next question. Let's see. This comes from Kui Kui. Do you love me? My question for Ghost Nine is, what goal do you want to accomplish this year?
This year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been very hard to like meet our fans in IRL. So, it'd be very good if, you know, the Sanghwang gets better.
Mm.
And then we actually, you know…
We actually get
to meet people.
Mm.
Because, you know, like our lives, they all revolve around our fans.
No.
And like it's kind of sad to not be able to meet them.
Yeah. We want to meet them face to face.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be really nice. Yeah.
Hopefully things get better. Stan goes nine. Let's see.
Alexa too.
Oh my god, stop. This comes from Rabana WR.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you truly happy?
Prince first.
Me?
I need to think about it.
I like eating a lot.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I'm like… I don't know, I don't…
He really likes 불닭볶음면.
Well, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I mean, I ate one of those last night. And because of that, I didn't really sleep well. Now I'm leaning towards sleeping.
Okay, yeah. All right.
My happiness is from sleeping now.
Oh, sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chinoshi.
I think… I don't know. Many things give me happiness. So… Having my own time.
Mm.
With just cup of coffee and just jazz music. Yeah. Thank you, Dive Studio. Thank you. Yeah. I think those kind of things gives me happiness the most.
Okay.
I think so.
That's lovely. Let's see. I'm going to hop into one more question before we read two of them from Discord. Okay. This comes from Talina.ec.
Talina.
Their question is, how to find so much energy as rookies? I love Ghost Nine. Ghost Nine fighting.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So how are y'all so energetic as rookies?
Oh,
are we?
Yes.
I don't think we are.
Don't question it. Y'all are.
I am.
See, there you go.
Okay.
I am. Yeah. I am quite energetic. I think so. What especially when we are on the stage. I think we're…
Okay.
Yeah, you are. You are energetic too, Prince.
Well, I'm on stage, yeah.
No. You're energetic when you eat something.
Okay.
No. I'm just kidding.
Well, what… How do you even get… How do we get energetic?
How do we get energetic?
Well…
I don't know. I'm filled with energy, so… Yeah.
Well, what energy. We actually do sometimes… Is that we will group up before going on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would like have a prep talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like something like a pep talk. And then we would… talk about our flaws while, you know, monitoring our
performances. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just get energy from that. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get you.
It's synergy.
It's hard to explain.
Uh-huh. It's like… I don't know what I'm saying.
From idol to idol, I understand. I understand what you're talking about.
That's what we do.
Basically, it's like, you know, figure out what we can do better and learn from that and let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that things are just in our bloods.
Yeah.
Yeah, just… Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we are doing these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Think so.
Yeah.
Give
it
one line. Pep talk. Go.
Okay. Pep talk. Energy. How to do the thing. Control your breathing.
Okay. Control your energy. What does it mean? Okay.
Don't look at the script too much and look at the camera sometimes. Okay.
Well done. Great. Well done. I hope you guys absorb some stuff from that.
What's he saying to me?
I know. 혼자 말이요.
Got it.
Okay. All right. We got two more questions really briefly from some fans on Discord.
Okay.
This says, are Gen Zs too weird? Or are we just getting too old to understand this? Now this thing, I must ask, how old are the both of you?
I'm actually 00. Millennium baby.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm 03.
Oh my god.
I'm 19.
Ooh.
I'm 22.
Wait, am I a Gen Z? Am I supposed
to
be?
Yeah. We are.
You're both Gen Zs, yeah.
But I can't really understand Gen Zs, so.
Okay.
I'm an old soul in a young body.
Okay, I feel that.
Do you get that energy from me?
I do. I get it.
Thank you.
Then, yes. Me too. I think I'm Gen X.
Gen X?
Yeah.
무슨 말이에요?
I think I'm pretty old.
Okay.
I mean, there's this big argument online. It's like Gen Z versus millennials. And there's like this middle ground where I'm in because I'm 96.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like there's this weird middle ground. But I don't know. So neither of you can relate to Gen Z. Like…
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean… I guess we could, but we don't really like live those kind of lives. Like,
right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because we have like regulations to follow.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense for us. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope that's understandable. But lastly, what is your favorite or like comfort game to play and why? Do y'all game at all?
Like Steam game?
I guess,
those kind of things?
Actually,
I like FPS a lot. Yeah, shooting.
Okay. So sniping.
Yeah. No. Not those kind of sniping, but…
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me? I don't really play games that much.
Okay. Yeah. I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right.
You said that you've played LOL.
Yeah, that was League before. Legends, but I don't really find comfort in that. I just get stressed and
just
do
get
stuff.
Stressed. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a comfort game. It's just like a stress game, I guess.
Have you ever…
Me? I don't game. My younger brother does though. He really likes gaming. Have you heard of this one called Phasmophobia?
Phasmophobia?
It's a ghost hunting game. Kind of scary.
Yeah, we don't do ghost hunting.
Really.
Yeah.
We are ghosts, but… We're Ghost Nine, but… We don't like ghosts. Yeah, we are Ghost Nine, but…
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you gonna call? Okay. Well, I believe that wraps up today's episode. Is there anything you want to say to your fans?
Fans? I really appreciate for your love and support. Yeah, we are also loving you and supporting you guys. Don't forget that. And we're gonna show you guys more gorgeous things. So look forward to it. I love you so much. Really love you.
I'm gonna speak in Thai now.
Okay.
สวัสดีครับพวกเราโกสไนนะครับช่วยติดตามและรักพวกเรามากๆด้วยแล้วก็ฟังเพลงพวกเรามากๆนะครับขอบคุณค่ะสรังเอลตาวันสินไทยรักนะครับเย้โอเค
ฮังกุมันโร
โอเค우리항상응원해주시고사랑해주시는우리팬여러분들항상정말감사드리고요그리고아까도말씀드렸다시피이제팬여러분들이저희를사랑하고응원해주시는만큼저희도응원하고사랑하고있다는사실꼭잊지마시고요이번서울을통해서더멋있는모습많이보여드리려고노력할테니까기대해주세요사랑합니다
All right. That being said, make sure you guys are streaming Soul. Give that music video views.
Hey.
Stream the entire album. What's the name of the album again?
Now.
Wonderful. All right, with that being said, make sure you check out Dive Studios on Instagram and Twitter at TheDiveStudios, our YouTube.com/DiveStudios or /DivePods for full-length episodes, our TikTok, which is at TheDiveStudios. Do you want to plug the Ghost 9 SNS real quick?
No.
Do we know? Yeah.
I literally forgot the name.
It's Maybe okay. Just search Ghost 9.
Okay.
On all platforms and follow us, please. Thank you.
That's nice.
Stan Ghost 9, thank you.
How did I get here? With Jay.